Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ed Robertson, hoping you're enjoying this encore presentation of TV Confidential. We'll be back with a brand new edition of the program next week.
Hi, this is Stanley Livingston, Chip from My Three Sons, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, welcoming you back to TV Confidential, a radio talk show about television, is pleased to welcome Mr. Barry Livingston, a man who has acted professionally on stage, screen, and television since pretty much the day he was born. Barry, of course, is best known for playing Ernie Douglas on the long-running 1960s comedy My Three Sons, which continues to thrive today, with reruns shown every day on MeTV. Barry is one of the few actors who have made the transition from successful child star to successful grown-up star, having worked with the likes of Myrna Loy, Carl Malden, John Cassavetes, Steve Railsback, Martin Landau, Forrest Whitaker, and Adam Sandler in the years since My Three Sons. Barry's path, however, was not always smooth, and like most actors, he has had his shares of peaks and valleys and the occasional lost weekend. But to borrow a baseball metaphor, folks, he kept swinging away until the ball dropped in safely, and he has been off and running ever since. Barry is also a great storyteller and a very talented writer, which you will see for yourself when you read his book, The Importance of Being Ernie, which he will tell you where you can find in just a second. But first, Barry Livingston, welcome to TV Confidential.
Pleased to be here. Thanks for having me.
As most of our listeners know, this conversation is being recorded a few weeks after the passing of your friend Don Grady. Not to begin our conversation on a sad note, but clearly Don was very much a part of your life, not only when you did My Three Sons, but afterwards. And I know some people who knew him, and I understand that to know him really was to love him.
Well, he was a great teacher, but in the kind of a teacher that only a big brother can be, you know, where you just watch and observe. And he was a very artistic man. He could play just about any musical instrument ever invented. He could play all the wind instruments. He could play drums. He could play guitar. And just the way he conducted himself in public and how he handled his fame and, you know, all those things were very influential on me, and certainly my brother Stan, who played Chip on My Three Sons. We looked up to Don, and when Don started wearing tight pants in the 60s, by God, you know, we had to have those pants just as tight as Don's corduroy pants that he was wearing, which, you know, that was the marker of, hey, you know, I'm hip, I'm with it. So Grady was just, and then post My Three Sons, we were still great friends and a great family man, and you know, it's a big loss. It really, he's really a sweet man, and he'll certainly be missed by me.
I understand that his musical prowess sometimes interfered with your studies when you had to study in between takes on My Three Sons.
Well, his dressing room, I don't know who designed it that way, but they put his dressing room right over our schoolroom. So Don was a nonstop composing musician, even while post My Three Sons, he became quite successful in a lot of other, you know, pretty well-known forums. But, you know, at that time, he was writing and doing rock music, and, you know, you could hear his foot beating out the rhythm of a new hit single that he was working on. Yeah, well, I'm downstairs trying to learn the periodic tables or something, and then Don's up there creating masterpieces in 4/4. And, you know, eventually we'd snap and, you know, grab the flagpole and have to ram it up into his ceiling to get him to quiet down. And, you know, it became kind of a joke. But, you know, again, you know, subconsciously I was having Don's his rhythmic, like, pounding in my head as I'm trying to study algebra. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, well, this, and of course, this was before the days of multiplication rock and conjunction, junction, what's that function in the 70s, where a whole generation learned their, you know, algebraic tables with the help of rock music.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was very influenced by the Beatles and Rolling Stones, and, you know, those are my heroes of my generation, Bob Dylan. And so, and then Grady was, again, you know, he was at the forefront of a lot of new things that when Harry Nilsson came out. Yeah, you know, it's the first person I heard talk about Harry Nilsson, who, you know, went on to become very influential. In fact, I think the Beatles, they asked them who their favorite band was, and they said, Harry Nilsson. So, yeah, Don was always, he was a great musician and always knew what was happening, what was hip. So, you know, that was a great source of information.
We're talking to Barry Livingston. Barry co-starred with his brother Stanley Livingston, along with Don Grady and Fred McMurray and William Demarest and William Frawley in the long-running TV series My Three Sons, which is still playing every day here on NeeTV. Barry talks about his life before, during, and after My Three Sons in his book, The Importance of Being Ernie. The Importance of Being Ernie, which you can find in bookstores everywhere, as well as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and The Importance of Being Ernie.com, www.theimportanceofbeingernie.com. Barry, you mentioned your brother Stanley, who played Chip on My Three Sons. What's it like to work with your brother every day when you're a kid?
Yeah, well, you'd think we'd be, you know, hate each other because of the hours and hours and hours that we'd spent together, because we drove to work together. We actually shared a bedroom at our home. And then production company, looking to cut corners in any place they could, stuck Stan and I in the same dressing room, thinking, oh, we're brothers, they won't mind. So, yeah, and then we went to school together. We worked together. You know, it was, again, he was another guy that I loved, looked up to. You know, like any brothers, we, you know, occasionally had our differences and came to blows, but, you know, basically he would just hold me down when I'd throw a fit or get angry about something. But, yeah, you know, it was interesting. And then post My Three Sons, it was very helpful to have somebody who shared the very same experience that I did, all the fame, all the, you know, attention that you get. And then, of course, when that goes away, when your television series is finally canceled, and you're still relatively young, late teens for me. Stan was early 20s. It's jarring to your sensibility. It's just you're used to one way of life, and having done it for 12 years, and then it's no longer there. It's you know, you have to make a mental adjustment, and it can be pretty emotional for a lot of people. Some child stars who were of that era, didn't survive very well. And so again, I think because Stan and I, you know, commiserate with each other and reflect off each other, we were able to transition into our adulthood perhaps a little more smoothly than some of our peers.
You survived. Stanley survived. Another former child star who survived is Sherry Jackson, who I had a chance to talk to on the show, Barry, a few months ago. And like you, Sherry not only made the transition from child star to grown-up star, but she attributes her ability to do that to having a strong family support system, and it sounds like that was the case for you and Stanley.
Well, my parents came from more of the distribution end of show business. Mm-hmm. They owned movie theaters in Baltimore. And, you know, and in my book, I mean, I make no bones about it. My mother was, in the day, a stripper. Mm-hmm. She was a Gypsy Rose Lee-type fan dancer, and my parents met at my dad's movie theater, and he hired her, and so she was no rube. You know, I mean, she, by the time we got to the My Three Sons era of life, they'd already sold their theaters and they'd moved on. But, you know, she was pretty savvy to the whole show business scams and predators, and so she had a pretty good streetwise sense, and I think I inherited a little of that. And so that, you know, that too, I think was real helpful in looking at life with a little more reality than some kids who grow up famous and are all insulated and, you know, grow up in this little bubble where, you know, the second they sneeze, eight people hand them a Kleenex. She sort of prepared us pretty well for a brutal exit from your fame, because she knew the real world, and so they were great parents and you know, very helpful.
Oh, we're talking to Barry Livingston. Barry played Ernie Douglas on the long-running TV series My Three Sons, but he has continued to act in many other films and television shows. My Three Sons was recently honored here in Los Angeles with its own day, My Three Sons Day. Barry, what's it like to have a day named in honor of something you did?
I don't know. I'm still trying to process the honor. Yeah, you know, I was expecting it would be like Oz. The great and powerful Oz would hand me a certificate certifying I had a brain, and you know, there would be fabulous balloon rides and, you know, every free ice cream for one and all. It was a nice little ceremony, and the city council recognized the contributions of my three sons to the city, specifically Hollywood, you know, because it generated a lot of work, a lot of dollars mm-hmm. for City Hall, and then its impact on the culture. My Three Sons, you know, certainly was a seminal show of the 1960s, and it actually predated a lot of the current product that you see on television, where it was maybe the first show maybe there was another one before, Bachelor Father, but My Three Sons was about a single dad. Mm-hmm. You know, it was about a single parent trying to raise three kids. And, it was done with humor and whimsy and not anywhere near as difficult as it is in real life to do that. But then again, that was reflected the sensibility of that era of entertainment, which it just, that's what it was. It was just entertainment.
It was entertainment that still, you know, works, especially for baby boomers who enjoy it every day on MeTV. But you touched on, you know, the impact of My Three Sons, you know, here in just, you know, locally in Hollywood, being steady work for not only actors, but a lot of production people behind the line for 12 years. But one of the cool things that you talk about in The Importance of Being Ernie, Barry, is that while you're busy doing the show, you don't always realize the impact it has on a lot of other people. And some of the many people that you came across in the course of your career, they would stop you and say, "Hey, man, that was a show that was really important to me."
Yeah, I get on with my life, and I'm never really thinking about My Three Sons in my day-to-day life. I mean, really, I get on with the acting projects that I'm involved in now, and only when I sit down to talk with people who want to interview me or people who are just fans that come out of, you know, out of left field, you're standing in Starbucks and somebody taps you on the shoulder and goes, "Hey, weren't you that guy?" And then they proceed to go, "Hey, you know, you were great. I loved you. You mean so much to me." And the bottom line to that is, you know, how wonderful it is in life to have strangers, absolute strangers, receive you with such warmth. You know, that just doesn't happen. I mean, that's the beauty and one of the gifts of people who have become famous through television. You know, that doesn't happen in normal people's lives, that strangers come up to you and go, "Hey, that's great. Can I buy you a cup of coffee? I love you." That's very unusual. So it's one of the residual perks of being famous from a TV show that mattered so much to so many people.
And another residual perk, if I may, Barry, is talking to people like me. at least, and we're talking to Barry Livingston. Barry's book, The Importance of Being Ernie, is the story of his life and career before, during, and after My Three Sons. You can find The Importance of Being Ernie in bookstores everywhere, as well as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and The Importance of Being Ernie.com, www.theimportanceofbeingernie.com. Barry, you mentioned in our first segment that your dad ran a series of a string of movie theaters back east, and you talk about, one of the things you talk about is in The Importance of Being Ernie is having been exposed to movies, you know, at a young age, you developed an appreciation for character actors even at an early age.
Yeah, I could feel that from my parents, and my parents, because they spent so many of their hours of their life in movie theaters, and you watch a movie endlessly in those days. I don't know how long one Casablanca could sit in your movie theater for 3 months or something, but, you know, then they would have a B movie and a newsreel and a short subject, and in fact, those days they'd have live acts even.
Mm-hmm.
But they always spoke very, very fondly of the character actors that they'd see in movies. People like Peter Lorre or Vincent Price or Basil Rathbone or even, you know, Andy Devine, Ward Bond, you know, and these were names that were, if you were a real fan of the movies, you perhaps know who those were. People mm-hmm. were more familiar with the Fred McMurrays and the Henry Fondas and the Henry Fonda, you know, Jimmy Stewarts. They were the big stars of the era. But supporting players were the people who added color to a film, and they were the great actors, you know, perhaps better than some of the stars, just in terms of as being a talented actor, because they had to transition to a lot of different types of roles. So I think I picked up a lot of their appreciation and heard that in my house a lot, you know, and how amused they were by somebody like Peter Lorre. He was such an eccentric guy looked like he was a Boston Terrier with these big bug eyes, and you know, and he had that strange nasal kind of accent, you know, and they, you know, that tickled them. And I think when I started into film, which was very young, you know, I wasn't the beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed little kid that was pretty much the norm that was being hired in those days. You know, I was, for lack of a better term, a prototype nerd, and this was, we're talking the late 50s when mm-hmm. I really got started. But, you know, I was given a chance, and, you know, they were reflecting perhaps a little bit more what the other half of childhood looked like, and that was kids with glasses and buck teeth and bowl haircuts, and I fell into that group. So, oddly enough, I it was like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, I became one of those character actors at a very early age. And, yeah, and I think as I grew into an adult, you know, I realized I wasn't going to be Robert Redford. I wasn't going to be Brad Pitt, you know, as much as I thought, yeah, I might be Dustin Hoffman. But you know, there was no shame in certainly being Bob Balaban, you know, who's a very successful character actor, or you know, Wilford Brimley, or mm-hmm. whoever. You know, these guys are great character actors. Harry Dean Stanton, you know, people that I personally admire a lot because of the diversity of their roles, but, you know, they very rarely top line a film. They're usually a supporting player in it. So, you know, to me, it was no big ego drop that, you know, was a star on television, and for me to move into supporting roles as I grew older, I just thought, hey, cool, you know. My parents thought that was cool, and I thought it was cool, and I still think it's cool.
And I think it's cool that we're talking to Barry Livingston. Barry's book, The Importance of Being Ernie, is the story of his life and career before, during, and after My Three Sons. You can find Barry's book in bookstores everywhere, as well as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and wherever books are sold online. Another thing that I would imagine appeals to you as a working actor, Barry, is that character actors, they may not have their names in lights, but they get a lot of work.
Yeah, yes, they do, and they get a lot of diversity in their roles, mm-hmm. which is fun, you know, as an actor. And, you know, my goal at some point, post My Three Sons, post the massive fame that a television series brings you, is just to continue to work. I mean, I have a family. I want to earn a living. I like doing acting. I really, you know, had no other ambition to do anything other than act, mm-hmm. and I probably didn't have much talent to do anything other than act. So it all kind of went hand in hand that there's no shame whatsoever if you're in a film for one scene or you're in it for 20 scenes. The bigger the better, you know, that's fine. I'll take a large role in something if it came along. But it never bothered my ego much that I was in a series, in an episodic or whatever, and my role would be the principal who busts, you know, brings the kids into the, you know, talks about something screw up that they had with their parents, and, you know, that's my scene, and then I'm gone. So, yeah, you know, it's all good.
It is all good. Now, Paul Newman, who you got to work with very early in your career, Paul Newman, I understand, he never saw you, even though he had the movie star looks and he had the movie star marquee value and the movie star roles, he never saw himself as a big star. He always saw himself as a character actor. Do you think that approach is a good approach to have regardless of what type of genre you do?
Yeah, and I think the actor, the huge megastar who epitomizes that today is Johnny Depp. I mean, Johnny Depp is you know, as good looking as any classic Robert Downey, Brad Pitt, whoever you would say is, these are, you know, the classically handsome movie stars of our era. But Johnny Depp will, you know, turn his hair purple and mm-hmm. have, you know, different colored eyeballs and, you know, and scissors coming off his hands.
Yeah.
You know, and will play any and every kind of role, in addition to occasionally just playing himself. So I'd say, you know, he's somebody I admire greatly, just in his versatility And I do admire the way that he conducts himself in the public's eye. It's very low key. He gets on with his life, but the work matters to him. You can see that's what's fun for him, is the ability to slip into these different wild, crazy characters, you know, from Pirates of the Caribbean to Alice in Wonderland to Sleepy Hollow. He's just a terrifically talented guy that I really admire.
We'll talk about some of Barry's other roles post My Three Sons after this quick timeout here on TV Confidential.
We are
the Real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter.
We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the Real Brady Bros.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or @tvconfidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.